All right, thank you, Mr. President. There was a wastewater agreement number 984-8 contained in your packet, and that is in relationship to Sussex County project number 81-04, Coastal Club Jimtown Road Regional Pump Station, Gosley Creek Planning Area. I do have
a motion, sir.
I do have a motion. As soon as I get that up here, stand by.
Okay. We're standing.
Sitting by.
There we go. It's easier.
They either right here at the back door.
They can do, they could do, but whatever, yeah.
Okay, I found it. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, agreement on number 984-8, that Sussex County Council execute a construction administration construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Coastal Club LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Coastal Club Jimtown Road Regional Pump Station located in the Gosley Creek Planning Area.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'm a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. County Administrator's Report for October 31st, 2017. Item number one. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Baston Creek Estates Phase 4 and the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 2 plan review received substantial completion effective October 21st, 2017. Also, per the attached engineering department memo, contract number 14-17, Inland Bay's Regional Wastewater Facility Switchgear Replacement achieved substantial completion effective June 30, 2017. Item number two, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission is scheduled to host a public hearing on Thursday, November 2nd at 6 p.m. to consider the 2018 Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The hearing is to consider the recommendation of adoption of the new Comprehensive Land Use Plan and to forward the recommendation to the County Council. The hearing will take place here in the County Council chambers located in the County Admin Building at To the Circle in Georgetown. And last, it is with sadness we note the passing of Elizabeth Betty Mears on Thursday, October 19th. Ms. Mears began her career with Sussex County in May 1977 and retired from the EOC as a communications specialist one in May of 1995 with 18 years of service. We'd like to express our condolences to the Mears family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Medlars. Mr. Medlars in the building.
You'll see him.
Uh-oh. Well, we'll move on then. He's probably on the way down here. We'll move on to John Ashman. Is he in the room? Well,
I saw both of them earlier, Mr. President. I'll make sure they're on their way down.
I guess they've gone home. Uh-oh. How about old business? How about...
she's here.
Our county...
she's a coming.
There she comes.
Planning zoning director? Yes, I see her.
Call her old business.
Pardon me?
Of course, she's old business.
No, she's not old business.
Be careful now. Be careful.
Good morning. Today, under old business, you have conditional use 2075 Burton's Pond LLC, Burton's Pond Section 2. County Council held a public hearing on June 13th of this year. At that time, they deferred for additional information. That information was provided to County Council on September 16th of this year. And Planning Commission did hold a public hearing on April 6th, and they did recommend approval with reasons 1 through 14 and 14 conditions A, 14A through S.
Any questions of council?
Yes. Yeah, we did. Didn't somebody show a site plan where they could relocate some of the buildings to avoid a conflict possibly with another neighborhood where they backed up?
I believe the
original. Do we have that somewhere? Because there was, I think the opposition understood, excuse my voice, that the zoning permitted, you know, the MR zoning permitted that density, but they were concerned about the impact of one large building with, 6 to 8 units in it abutting the residential lots, and there was ample room to shift some of the buildings. And if we approve this because it's conditional use, that's pretty much, we've agreed to the site plan, right?
Right, and I believe they did revise their site plan, and it increased the setback to the subdivision to the south.
Do we have a drawing? Do you have any?
There was originally a drawing in the application.
Do you have, if you got a minute, if you take your time and find that, I'd like to refresh the council's memory.
George, I thought it was more about, like, spacing the buildings out so it didn't create a wall.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. The setback doesn't quite do it. I think what we wanted to shift buildings, yes. I agree. I think that's what I took from the hearing.
We should move one up closer so it can be a straight wall, right, back and forth.
So they did do a revised plan, and it was showing a larger setback between the subdivision to the southeast than, because they were providing a 20-foot buffer around the entire edge, mm-hmm. and looks like they doubled that buffer to the southeast.
Okay,
without having a scale, it's at least double is what
okay.
it looks like.
There's no way to so we could see that. I mean, I know it's stuck in that book. Is it something we could look at? Because I think there was. Let me see what my recollection
there. Back like ain't nobody ought to be.
Right down. Mr. Burton, walk down here a minute. See if look over my shoulder. See if your what was your recollection on this here. You're talking about down here is where they, okay, that's a better.
Here.
Okay, that's all been increased.
That was increased because this was originally 20 feet, and this is at least 40, if not 50 feet, without a scale.
This one's not of a concern. It's these buildings up against.
And it showed additional.
Okay, so there's only two lots out there. So okay.
Natural hedge.
But. What's your recollection of it, Mr. Burton?
I'd have to see the old plan.
I think they did shift some up in here. See, wasn't it originally they didn't have anything up in here, I thought? Who was the original? Yeah, maybe that's.
Yeah, she could have the original plan there, please, ma'am.
Yeah, there was something.
Yeah, because I think this was
open.
I don't know.
Here comes the plan, the original
plan. Here comes the original plan. Okay, let's see if we can find it. Where the dwelling.
Hey, what, step in here, because I got a problem in the bathroom.
You're good.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bathroom. Step in there.
Okay, yeah. We'll see what.
Well, that's no different.
No, this is the same.
I'm trying to find the original.
Okay. These look like, yeah, these look the same, exactly. So here we got two big lots here, I guess. This is the building here. But the one they're probably with the, is that the one they're referencing? Is that?
I thought the complaint was this.
Yeah, right. Just one big wall. And they're just further away. It's still there. It's still there. It's just here or there. They were hoping we could break that up a little bit. I'm just wondering about the space up in there.
I They shifted some of these around, instead of all of it being heavy, they shifted it to a little bit more square here.
This is the one.
That is the one.
Post, right.
Appreciate that. Little walk we're doing this way.
Wasn't there also a question on the timing of the light?
Yes, and that was the question that we received from DLDOT. That's why it came back under that the results from DLDOT, or signals, are not installed until they are justified through a signal justification study that evaluates a national and localized thresholds provided in the manual in, on uniform traffic control devices.
Will the signal be financed by the developer or
yes.
will be by the developer?
Correct. The developer will be entering into a signal agreement with DLDOT. They will pay for it, right. And they will install it when DLDOT
when it's determined
that it needs to be installed.
Mr. Moore, do we have the ability to move that along a little quicker, say that after a certain number of units are built, that the a traffic light be installed, as opposed to waiting for DLDOT's?
That's under DLDOT's jurisdiction.
Do we have the ability to impose though as a condition, do you believe?
We have typically not put that kind of information in a condition. I have not seen that at any time since I've been attorney, and I'm unaware of my predecessor having that.
But it's 100% on the developer.
Correct. And as they noted in, I believe, if not both public hearings, that they stated that they will be designing the intersection for everything will be ready to go. So as the moment they are told they need to install the signal, it will just kind of be more or less put in place. But all of the infrastructure will be ready for that signal.
So there is the possibility, Janelle, that the 100 units could be built and there's still really no signal, correct?
That's possible, okay. Based on the warrant or qualifications that they have to go through DLDOT.
Well, I wouldn't mind suggesting a condition that after 75 units that they proceed with the traffic signalization of that intersection as per DLDOT's specifications. They're going to pay for it now or later, so I'd rather do it while the developer's there on site and still not have to go, you know, 5 years down the road or something. And where's that developer?
Well, the developer will enter into an agreement. So they will enter into a legal binding agreement with DLDOT saying that for a signal agreement stating that they will install that signal when DLDOT tells them they are required to install the signal.
But I know how these LLCs can disappear and reform and do other things. So anyway, I would like to do it, and just Mr. Moore, just if you could maybe word something that would maybe work. That
Mr. Cole, just so we're clear, in Ms. Cornwell's memo, in response to the question the council posed, DLDOT did respond as it relates to a traffic signal, mm-hmm. and if you haven't seen this, it does allude to the fact that DLDOT does not know when a signal could be justified or if at all ever justified. To my knowledge, this is the respondent, the Burton Pond development is paying into the traffic signal revolving fund, which allows DLDOT to install a signal when justified. I wanted you to know that. I've copied the Sussex County Review Coordinator to this email to help provide clarification. I'm stating that so.
No, I understand. I just understand the problems of Route 24. And the congestion and the difficulty of getting out, you know, in these roadways. And if the developer's going to pay for it, I think we ought to maybe try something different and see if the developer and DLDOT you know, move forward on something like this. And maybe the light's a just a blinking light and, you know, it's caution light for years. But I think we ought to try to move forward and look at this in a different way, maybe. So is there a way that Mr. Moore is comfortable with?
DLDOT has exclusive jurisdiction over the roadways. They could indicate that they do not want a roadway blocked during the construction phase of that. So I would not, without doing further research, be comfortable on the fly adding a condition.
Yeah, well, many times in the past we've been, it's the complaint is that they never see the light, and again, if it goes into a revolving fund, we never know who's, they're making decisions in Dover, and I'd rather see maybe a decision start coming from Sussex County Council when we acknowledge that there are traffic issues on 24.
Do you want a motion to defer?
If the rest of you are comfortable, if somebody thinks we ought to move forward, if I have any support on that, I'll take a deferral.
I'm just thinking to give them, Mr. Moore, time to research, see what we can and can't. I guess the question would be maybe if this council were to impose that and DLDOT doesn't do it, what recourse do we have?
That's exactly right.
I assume we're not going to hold up building permits for the developer or whatever.
But the idea of a blinking yellow has interest, sure. Right? Because that doesn't change anything and it's prepared. And I think that there's a lot of times that there's multiple developments paying in to the light, and this is not one of them, right? This is one developer is paying in complete for the light, correct?
Right. In the minutes, the developer indicated that the developer will pay for the signal, and the developer will enter into a signal agreement and will install the signal at the intersection when it is warranted per DLDOT. And that came from the developer part of their application.
So it's not a shared agreement, is my point, is that this is a one. So I agree with what you're saying, George.
Motion, Mr. Cole, okay. Second Mr. Burton to defer and give Mr. Moore the opportunity to review and see if we can or cannot impose such a stipulation.
And we're not stipulating, Mike, that it has to be a stoplight or something, no, right. A blinking light, caution light, but install some signalization. Whatever.
One of my questions would be if DLDOT says after the 75, no, we do not want this.
Put some wording in there for an escape clause.
Okay.
escape clause.
That's all. But let's just make the issue and put it on the table.
Any more questions? Hearing none, we'll take the vote on deferral. Mr. Arlett?
I will vote yes in favor of the deferral, allowing our counsel to do his further research.
Mr. Burton?
I vote in favor of the deferral.
Wilson?
And how much longer are we going to hold up this?
When Mr. Moore gets an answer.
For a week?
Well, leave it up to our legal counsel. When he gets the answer, we'll put it back on the agenda.
Right.
It seems like they've waited a long time. I vote for deferral.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janelle.
Now let's see. Have we
get some work out?
Oh, I assume we found Mr. Medlar's in the building.
Oh my somewhere. God, there he is! He was sitting there all the time, Mike.
Was he? Because I could see him. I'm sorry.
He just
Mr. Medlar's, town of Bethany Beach.